yeah, I've been monitoring. I haven't dabbled in it myself. In fact, Eric was just out here chatting about it. And I don't know, there's been like, what, two or three waves of that where it became popular, and Dakota and Sean were doing it, and a couple of the guys have them out there. And there's people that have them out there now. I mean, it's still active. But, yeah, our group hasn't gotten into that yet. Nothing negative about it. It just would be interesting. It's just that we got the apers, and I've seen what that can do. Up north, they did a bike race where they were monitoring, and all units had their radios reporting where they're at, and they were dispatched, you know, to a location, and you could just follow them in real time. Well, close to real time, their actual motion. I mean, that's pretty cool. John, who does our website, he's got that static map for Skywarn, so we know where our QTHs are, and you pop up a map and you see all the units at their cross streets. That's great, but at